On Tuesday, Prime Minister Andrew Holness announced the areas to be designated as the boundary of the cockpit country and of the cockpit country protected area. It was also announced that no mining will be permitted in the cockpit country. Chief Executive Officer of the Jamaica Environment Trust, Jet Diana McCauley, has welcomed this move by the government. However, the environmentalist says Jet still has some concerns about some boundaries that were not mentioned in the Prime Minister's announcement.
We have some concerns about the eastern boundary, which has left out some important areas, including the parts of the Rio Bueno River system, and also some concerns in the south, where we think the Nassau Mountains are out of the boundary, and that's where the Black River rises. We have to get the detailed maps. You understand we are looking at, you know, maps on a PowerPoint, and there have been some Twitter circulation of the maps, but we need more detailed maps in order that we can really see exactly where the boundaries are, and we are in the process of requesting them.
Speaking with NCUFM News, Ms. McCauley outlined the importance of protecting the cockpit country and other natural resources. She says it's important to take climate change into consideration, as it's important to protect Jamaica's forests and water supplies.
Cockpit country contains one of a large area of our remaining natural forest, or primary forest as it's called. We only have 7.7% left of our natural forest. Half of it is in cockpit country and the rest is in the Blue and Jonquil Mountain National Park and other small areas. So it's forest. Its water supply, cockpit country sits over a very large aquifer, and removing the surface vegetation and digging down into mine can compromise that. It has very important biodiversity, so plants and animals found there are nowhere else in the world. And it's a very important cultural, historical heritage resource, or history is tied up with cockpit country, and there are many very, you know, important heritage sites within its borders. So it has very multiple attributes that are important to us as a country.